Mark's thing, just to clarify, isn't why isn't Marx one of the evolutionist type things? Because it's got that ladder of, progression, hasn't it, built in? It doesn't it count as that? And another thing, although it's got the underlying superstructure, it also seems to be closely aligned to functionalism in a way. Is that so? Wouldn't Marxism fit in with those?
Well, you're absolutely right that Marx is one of the great evolutionary thinkers. He's one of the extreme forms. He was a great admirer of Darwin, and he put stages. But the oddness which sort of separated him off was that he went up through all these stages and ended up with capitalism, and then you were to go back to the first stage. So it hadn't been a progress. Been a change, a dialectic, ending up with a situation which was disastrous, and therefore you should get rid of all that and go back to the beginning. So, and in another way, he was an obvious evolutionist, but the evolution in his case was driven always by this, the relations of production, because each revolution that occurred was as a result of the change in the means and relationship to production, so the steam engine and so on and so on. So there was always a determinant, underpinning determinant, which is not something that you find in a number of the other evolutionary thinkers. So there was a lot of, he was an evolutionary thinker, but there was some deviation from it. I suppose you could say that it, there's an overlap again with functionalism because his theory has a set of interconnected levels and ideas, but they're ranked because the economy is at the base. Whereas in functionalism, you don't privilege any particular area, they are all of equal weight. So the religious, symbolic, economic, social are all equally powerful.